Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
A Christian college in Missouri called College of the Ozarks filed an appeal seeking protection from a Biden administration policy that would force the school to allow biological males to live in dorms and use showers reserved for women. Forcing transgenderism on private Christian schools sounds absurd, so the school is taking the battle to court. The school's attorney, Julie Marie Blake, said that the government cannot strip a private, faith-based institution of its constitutionally protected freedoms because it disagrees with its views about marriage and biological sex. Now, transgender activism is facing the reality of constitutional protections, which includes the right of religious freedom for schools that have biblically informed values. After all, our Constitution says nothing about gender theory, but it speaks clearly about religious liberty.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.